This week I want to talk to some of the softball coaches, and the first one we have on the line with us is Kurt Head in his third year with the Harlem Huskies. We know Kurt, though, he's been around for a while in the Nick 10. He also was a coach for the Honaniga Indians. But Kurt's coming off a third-place finish with the Huskies last year, just one game out of first, and they have another contender on their hands. So, Kurt, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So talk a little bit. First of all, I've got you down for, and it's so difficult, what obviously you know this, with the weather net. I've got you down right now so far as 4-2 overall, or what is your record at this point?
At this point, we are now 5-3 on the early season.
Okay, I was missing a couple games there. It's hard to track them down when you guys are on the road at some of these different places. But 5-3, so I mean, at this point, so it's early. How do you like the way that he's been playing so far?
You know, for graduating so many seniors last year and, you know, being so young this year, I've been very pleased on how this early season has gone. And, you know, in the weather, you know, the crazy winter we had, the weather has actually been great. The last couple of weeks where we've got in, you know, 8 games in so far. But, you know, that's what this young team needs is that game experience. And, you know, just in a short season, I've seen a lot of growth in these girls.
Now, you say, you mentioned about a young team. You've only got 5 returning starters. One of them is Olivia Penny. She was an honorable mention all-conference player. And actually, Haley Howard was all-conference 2 years ago. Was Haley injured last year, or what was the situation with her?
She definitely went through some injuries, and actually she's going through one right now with an ankle. So she's not getting as much time. I've been kind of getting her some splits on some doubleheaders. We're just trying to take it easy on that ankle to try to get it as healthy as possible before a conference starts. And actually Penny is coming off of shoulder surgery. She was slated to probably be the starting catcher this year, and now that's not going to happen. So, yeah, two of my returners are struggling to get on the field defensively. So Addie Wilder, who has nothing but played outfield the last 2 years, that's now the starting catcher for this team, and is doing a good job back behind the plate in just a short time.
That's such a crucial situation, though. I mean, in softball, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like that it's pitcher and catcher, and the pitcher's maybe an obvious position as being the most important, but catcher is huge in softball in terms of, you know, blocking pitches and protecting the plate and throwing out runners and all that kind of stuff, and just pouncing on bunts because there's a lot of bunting in softball as well. So, I mean, that's huge that Addie has to step in there and fill that hole.
Well, it really is. I mean, the game does start in a circle, and this year we have a young pitching staff with a sophomore right now being an ace on the program at Cheyenne Neath, who I think is definitely going to be one of the best pitchers in the area for a while to come. And then I have a freshman who has stepped up really good in Marie Swanson, who's just been a very compliment to Cheyenne. And, you know, when you get a young pitching staff like that, you need a good catcher, a solid catcher that can work with them. And, you know, we've kind of been young behind the plate, but, you know, Eddie and her cousin, Bailey Wilder, is the other one who is getting a lot of catching time, and with her just being a sophomore. So, I mean, they're both doing a good job. They're growing. We went through some pains early on, but, you know, I like seeing the growth that those two have done behind the plate with this young pitching staff.
How long do you think Penny's out for?
To be honest with you, I don't think she'll be able to catch this whole season.
Wow.
She's just been a full-time DP. I've put it at first base a little bit when I can get away with some things, but she's swinging it still, and kick and hit, you know, being an all-conference player, but, you know, just not having that catcher, you know, behind the plate,
well,
you know, nothing hurts, but like I said, the next kid steps up, and that's what this sport is all about.
Sure. Now, you mentioned Marie and Bailey as a couple of the other new key numbers, so who are some of the other key players that you'll have filling in some of these spots, because you did lose a ton of talent last year?
Well, I mean, if you look at last year's lineup for this year, there's really only one kid that's back in it, you know, one or two kids, you know, and that's Mackenzie Schultz, who's back in the outfield. But, you know, that was split time out there. And then, you know, when Howard becomes really healthy, she'll be back at second base. Other than that, I don't got one kid returning to the position that they even played last year. So, you know, like I said, we're young. We only have a couple of seniors. We got a freshman, a few sophomores, and then about 6 or 7 juniors. But, you know, I think our outfield is one of the fastest outfields that I've had since I've been at Harlem, and maybe even at Honaniga too. So, and then you know, even high end still, we're young. You know, when Cheyenne's pitching, I got a freshman at third, and then they're kind of just switching. When the freshman comes in to pitch, Cheyenne moves over to third. So it's just, you know, it's a young team, but it's a team that works very hard in practice and is hungry to get better every day.
Well, now, you've been in Hondaegen for several years. You've been in Harlem now, and you're used to winning programs and all that. So has this, how unique is this team in terms of its youth? And because both schools, Hondaegen and Harlem and softball, tend to just basically reload. It's not a matter of, you know, we got to start over or rebuild, or you have that one lucky class that comes through that kind of gives it a glory. It's always like a reload, and you're always a contender. But is this different in terms of the amount of youth you have compared to teams you've had in the past?
You know, it is. You know, and a lot of it is just because this junior class, you know, just kind of got stuck behind that talented senior class that we had last year. So this was not an opportunity for them to move up. So you just didn't get that varsity experience that they're getting this year. I honestly think this would be one of the teams that will probably grow the most from the beginning of the season till the end for that reason. But, you know, it's true. I mean, Hano, Harlem, they're always going to rebuild every year. This area is loaded with talented softball players. You got great travel fast pitch organizations with State Line Theory and Illinois Gold, and now you got the Chaos. I mean, you just got a ton of fast pitch organizations for these kids to play travel ball that's only helping them in the offseason.
Sure. We're talking with Kurt Head, the head softball coach for Harlem High School. In your, as you mentioned before about how this team is going to be growing throughout the year, does that alter how you manage or coach this team then? Because you know that you're probably, your best at games going to be at the end, and maybe you'll be a whole lot different team come, you know, May than you are now. Maybe get a deep playoff run if these girls all kind of gel together. So does that alter how you coach early in the season and what you do? Is there a lot more experimentation going on?
You know, it really definitely is. You know, like I said, we actually have a few slappers in the lineup, something that I haven't had before when it comes to having, you know, a few of them at one time. And I got to be a lot more patient early in the season with this group and understand that we're going to have some growing pains and, you know, and give these girls more opportunities to work through their situations. You know, so as a coach, I've had to be a lot more patient, which sometimes I struggle with, you know, being lucky to be blessed with so many great teams, you know, being at Hano and Harlem. But, you know, I think this is a team built with more speed this year. So I think our slappers are going to play a big part on that. And like I said, it's got to be patient with those, that with that group, getting them more experience. And then, you know, then let our hitters hit, you know, when they're on base causing havoc.
One of the things you said in your preseason question that you sent to me, one of the keys you mentioned, first of all, was your young pitching and catching, which we've talked about, but also the ability to find ways to score runs now. So far, has the offense been pretty productive, or is there a long ways to go yet?
You know, I mean, if you look at our schedule a lot, we've been splitting with a lot of doubleheaders. We lost a lot of close first games, and that's usually because you're playing against team's number one pitchers, and so we're losing some games 3-2 and, you know, 4-3 in that area where we're struggling to produce a couple more runs. But I think that will come in time, you know, seeing that kind of pitching, you know, and then we've been bouncing back in the second game with doubleheaders and actually scoring runs pretty good. You know, we play a pretty good non-conference schedule, so these kids are getting tested, you know, every day when they get an opportunity to play against these pitchers. So, you know, yes, we probably bunted more and we've done some more things like that to try to get this offense going. You know, and then one aspect, I kind of just let them take their hacks because they just need to, you know, get that experience off these good pitchers that we're seeing in this area right now.
You mentioned earlier to us about that we kept talking about the graduation loss. I would be remiss not to bring it up a little bit because you lost four first-team all-conference players from last year's squad, and that's a team that went 26-7 overall, led by Bianca Barone. She was league MVP. We're going to have Bianca on my show tomorrow because she's having some pretty good early success at Northern Illinois. I'm kind of curious, the other girls, Ellie Adams, Kirsten Fudge, and Megan Johnson, did all three of those go on to play any softball?
Definitely. Obviously, you got three of the girls who are at Rock Valley, who obviously everybody knows what that program is doing.
Yeah.
With Megan Johnson, Kirsten Fudge, and Mackenzie Lawrence. And then Elle's in Iowa. And, you know, as a freshman in Iowa, playing. She's getting some pitching time, which is, you know, pretty important being a freshman. And believe it or not, when she's not pitching, she's getting some outfield time.
Oh, great.
We kind of teased about that, how she never played outfield in high school, but you never know what you're going to need to do when it comes to college. You never know what your college coach is going to ask you. So, you know, all five of those seniors are getting quality time freshman years in college, which is really nice to see.
Final question, Kurt. As far as this year, the regular conference season starts on Monday. You guys open up at Guilford. Where do you think you can finish in the conference race, or is that because, as we talked earlier about, kind of you're trying to build this young team up, is the conference race not the key? It's more about building for the postseason?
Yeah, a couple things. Well, just real quick, that Guilford game has been changed to Harlem. As a lot of the games right now at Guilford, they've been moving them to other facilities. So, yeah, that Monday will be at Harlem instead of Guilford. But, yeah, I mean, the conference is always important. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, Hano and Freeport is just loaded this year. I truly think it is a two-team race between those two, and, you know, and it's going to be fun to see those two teams go at it. But, you know, we could be anywhere from, third through sixth, to be honest with you, because, you know, Boylan's gotten better. You've still got North. You have East and Auburn. And, I mean, you got a lot of teams that are returning a lot of players, so you just never know. You know, I mean, conference is important, but I'd like to see this team continue to grow throughout the season and see what happens when it comes postseason time.
All right.
Like I said, we got eight games in now. We have a home game tonight, and then we got five games Friday and Saturday in the Freeport tournament. So we're looking to have 14 games in before the conference starts. So that's going to be important for this team.
It sure is. He's Kurt Head, the head coach for the head softball coach for the Harlem Huskies in his third season with Harlem. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best of luck this season.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.